How do we discern the difference between demonic real, genuine demonic possession and people who have some kind of mental illness or emotional problems?
Well, I don't know how I would do that. I've never had to encounter the situation. Of course, I'd listen to what was being taught, what was happening, and try to just do the best I could in discernment. But I think it would take someone who knows a lot more about the subject than I do. Because there are legitimate mental illnesses. You can have a brain injury that would have an effect on you. It's a physical problem related. I believe that people's brains change patterns based upon behavior. So if you start adopting bad behavior, your brain patterns change in accordance with that. It's conditioning because there's a physical relationship to it. So I think it's possible. There can be a chemical imbalance. I know of people who have gone under prolonged periods of stress for a long time, and there are certain chemicals in your brain you need to operate properly. And if those chemicals get depleted, then you can go into depression. You can have little visions. And just because the brain, being very complicated, needs a good balance of the right kind of stuff in it to work properly at a physical level. And if those are out of balance, you can have some bad behavior. I know that's it. Yeah, look at women. Women with their menstrual cycle. There are certain hormonal secretions that occur. And I live with all women, all females in my house. And later on, when they all get to that age, I'm going to put a sign on my door, no girls allowed during that time and stuff. But I definitely have seen behaviors, for example, my wife and my eldest daughter, who are both, at that age, menstruating. And, you can tell. Sometimes it's night and day. And, over the years, I've gotten my wife finally to tell me when that's coming, when it's there, she's feeling it. Thank you.